is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said we must be willing to get rid of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Joseph Campbell, the mythologist born in New York City, 1904, he went to Buffalo Bill's Wild West show when it came to Madison Square Garden and became interested in Native American mythology. He made visits to the American Museum of Natural History and the New York Public Library, read all the books about Native Americans. Went to Columbia University. He was a track and field star there, went off to study in Paris, met the owner of Shakespeare and Company bookstore, Sylvia Beach, who had published James Joyce's Ulysses. Spent a year in Munich, got interested in Freud, Jung, Goethe, Hinduism, and returned to America, he said, just in time for the Wall Street crash and a long season of no jobs. Went to live in a cabin in Woodstock, New York, also out in Carmel, California, where he met John Steinbeck. And in 1949, he published the book for which he remains most famous, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, scholarly work, comparative mythology, drawing parallels among the hero myths of various cultures, Native American, Greek, Hindu, Buddhist, Mayan, biblical, Nordic, Arthurian legends, which Campbell summarizes, this monomyth, as a hero ventures forth from the world of common day into a region of supernatural wonder. Fabulous forces are there encountered, and a decisive victory is won. The hero comes back from this mysterious adventure with the power to bestow boons on his fellow man. The chapters of the book include The Call to Adventure, Refusal of the Call, The Crossing of the First Threshold, The Belly of the Whale, The Meeting with the Goddess, Woman as the Temptress, The Crossing of the Return Threshold, Master of the Two Worlds, and Freedom to Live. Joseph Campbell, who later did a series of interviews on PBS with Bill Moyers entitled The Power of Myth, which came out as a book, and also his four-volume work The Masks of God, and the posthumous work The Historical Atlas of World Mythology. Joseph Campbell, who said myths are public dreams, dreams are private myths. He said a computer is like an Old Testament God with a lot of rules and no mercy. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, No Matter How Far You Drive. I sat between Mama and Daddy. My sister sat on Mama's lap. Daddy drove. Fields, telephone poles. I watched the sun go down. Never look straight at the sun. It could ruin your eyes. No matter how far you drive, you can't get to the sun. I touched the pearly knob of the gear shift lever and felt the vibration in my fingers. It made Daddy nervous. Never mess around with that. You could ruin the car, cause an accident. It was dark, the sun gone to China, out there in the dark. 14 lights. I counted 14. Rabbits ran in front of the car from one black ditch to the other. I didn't know where we were. I could see the red light on the dashboard and the light of Daddy's lucky strike that broke into a million sparks behind us when he threw it out the window. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, No Matter How Far You Drive, from All Tangled Up with the Living, published by 90s Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.